Congress is poised to enact a massive overhaul of airport security. Negotiators worked out a deal yesterday after weeks of deadlock. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This has been one of Congress's top priorities since September 11th. But the House and Senate passed conflicting bills, the Senate voting to make all screeners at boarding gates federal employees, the House voting to favor private contractors. On that key question, the agreement leans heavily toward the Senate version. The logjam broke yesterday after a chat between the top Democratic negotiator, South Carolina Senator Fritz Hollings, and Senate Republican leader Trent Lott. Other details fell into place. And by evening, leaders said both chambers would pass the measure today, just in time, Congress hopes, to bolster holiday travelers' confidence in their government. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle came close to claiming a Democratic triumph.
This is a big victory. I think everybody wins here. The American people are going to win because they're going to fly more securely. The airports are going to win because they have a much better infrastructure in place. Republicans and Democrats both can claim victory here because, in my view, this is a good piece of legislation worthy of our support.
But if it was a Democratic win, Senator Lott showed no disappointment. He said business is important, but the number one priority is safety. House Majority Leader Dick Armey said he was satisfied, too.
I guarantee you the House will pass it. We worked very hard on this. We worked with everybody on it. And I'm more than happy to see an agreement reached.
The negotiators spent weeks weighing complicated split-the-difference solutions. The final deal is surprisingly simple. After a year of transition, all boarding gate security personnel will be employees of the Department of Transportation. The only exception, five airports can ask to experiment with private security companies. After 2 years, other airports can ask to opt out of the federal system, but even then, federal supervisors will remain. A lobbyist for the screening companies said last night that at least one of them might sue the government over the loss of its contract. He said the companies expected to come back after the 2 years of federalization. But as the finishing touches were being applied last night, Hollings said the biggest companies can't come back because they're foreign-owned and the bill would ban them from the airport security business. There are dozens of other provisions, one that travelers are sure to notice. Within 60 days, all checked luggage will have to be screened for explosives. There aren't enough machines to handle that yet, so it's more than likely that bags will be opened and examined before they go into the hold. Also in the bill are some unrelated provisions crafted by House Republicans for specific interest groups. Hollings said these so-called cats and dogs stayed in because it was more important to federalize the screeners. In the end, he said, House Republicans didn't dare block the bill so close to Thanksgiving.
Half the House had voted for it, all the senators had voted for it, and so they were going to have to take that responsibility or let the administration itself issue an executive order. We had to bring it to a head, and we did.
The White House had lobbied for a system of private screeners. But last night, President Bush said he looks forward to signing this bill into law. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.